Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
You wrote a statement in your book. You said the first 7 years of our marriage were like most marriages. We shifted from our similarities to our differences, shifted emphasis. And that hit me so hard, Ted, because that's such a powerful statement, but people don't even realize how subtly and how quickly, I should say, even that they get there, where you shift emphasizing your similarities to emphasizing your differences. Maybe talk to the couple who's in that mode right now, that all they can see right now are their differences.
Yeah, and that the fascinating thing about where we downplay differences, which is what we do when we're dating and when we're engaged, when we're newly married, we downplay those differences, but the fact remains they were always there. We just didn't talk about them. We didn't want to focus on them. And maybe one of the reasons we don't want to talk a whole lot about the differences or we downplay them is because we think in subtle ways we can change them or they won't be that big of a deal. But then 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and we think it's in that first 7 years. We really do. I just talked to so many couples that 7.2 years average length of marriage in our country just seems to be that time where we move through disillusionment and disconnection over those because we realize we are different. And, oh, my goodness, this guy may never change. Oh, my goodness, she may never change. And so I may have to start changing the way I think and the way I feel. And this is why I put in the book those fun-loving you lists, because there is still – Amy and I, we are so night and day different, but we have more fun today 17 years later – than we did in year one, because we've made the decision to take what could potentially be frustrating, what could potentially be annoying to one another, and we just decided we're going to take each one step at a time, and we're going to make the decision to enjoy those differences rather than be disillusioned and disconnect over those differences. So an example of that would be, you know, my wife is, she likes to do a bunch of things at one time. And I know this is the differences, stereotypical of men and women, but she likes to do a bunch of things at one time. So watch a movie, surf Pinterest, read a magazine. She can do all three at the same time. I can only do one at a time. And it just drives me crazy. You know, I'm not the multitasker that she is. I can get a lot done in a day if I do one thing at a time and just plow through each individual task. And so, you know, it can drive me crazy watching a movie with my wife. And it did for years when she would ask me 20, 30, 40 questions during the movie to kind of keep her up to speed with it. And now we just laugh at it because I narrate pretty much the whole movie for her as we sit
there. That's love right there.
That's love right there. And so she gets that. And again, I'm never going to change that. And let me tell you, the freedom you have in your marriage when you make the decision. This is a Gary Smalley, probably the simplest teaching he's ever given, and probably the most important. You know, quit wasting all of that energy trying to change your spouse.